time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Gwen Anderson and Amy Ruggieri. They are with the Southeastern Utah Health Department, and they are all about the Parents as Teachers program. We're going to talk about what it really means, what it does, and some of the ways that they can help parents in the area. Gwen, Amy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
So let's start out and let people know what Parents as Teachers is all about.
Yes, so we are a new program to this area. The Office of Home Visiting for the state of Utah done a risk assessment for all of the counties, and Carbon and Emory scored the highest score on those risk assessments. So they kind of said, if you guys write this grant, we'll help you cover it. The Parents as Teachers program has been around since the 80s. There was a teacher in St. Louis who noticed a huge discrepancy between low-income kids, kids from single families, and kids who had all these opportunities. So when they started preschool, they were at different levels. And when kids kind of start lower, they have a harder time catching up.
So with our local Parents as Teacher program, we are a national affiliate. So our Office of Home Visiting through the state had requested that our parent educators or our home visiting teachers be RNs. They felt like with the risk assessment health-wise for kids in our community, registered nurses would be the best fit. We serve pregnant mothers prenatally and children up to age 5 or kindergarten entry. So we are qualified in child development specialties and, of course, with our registered nurses to serve families and children. We work on bonding and attachment, meeting developmental milestones, having a safe base and a good foundation for families. Those are really our priority. And we do emphasize safe standards. We try to help families to quit smoking, have cessation programs if there are drug or alcohol issues. And we really promote and emphasize literacy.
And one of the things that we had talked about before we came on the air that, and you know, it's a shocking statistic, but it does make sense. Kids that grow up in rural areas, and not just Carbon and Emory counties, but kids that grow up in rural areas don't have, you know, a lot of them, like you were saying, don't have like primary care providers and things like that. And you get into the fact that you were even saying that one of your infants even had to have open heart surgery.
Yes. She did. Yes. Mom was very stressed out, didn't know a lot of things. She didn't know how to change the baby's dressing when they got home. So I helped her out with stuff like that. We've had a lot of babies with high medical needs.
And so what are some of the programs that the Parents as Teacher program covers?
We work with a wraparound within the health department. So we like to make sure that families who are eligible are signed up and enrolled in our Women, Infant, and Children program. That's going to be more wraparound throughout the health department. We want to monitor immunizations. We also connect families to other community resources like Part B preschool, early intervention, RUCD Head Start, and their home visiting programs, and connecting to local pediatricians and local providers in our community, because we want for families to feel supported and have a good foundational base. Within Parents as Teachers, we follow the affiliate level curriculum, and we have a lesson plan that is tailored to each family's specific need. Families, when we sign a family on and they voluntarily say that they want to join Parents as Teacher, we do mini assessments, and they choose a goal of what they want for their family. It could be achieving a high school diploma or other educational goals. It could be achieving a job or maintaining stable housing. And so as that goal, we will tailor the curriculum to specifically meet the needs of their family and connect to other resources that would be relevant to that.
So I guess the one question is, and a lot of the programs that the health district and the health department, deals with are income-based. Is this another income-based program that you have to qualify for to be a part of?
Yes, you at least have to meet the qualifications. So that's just kind of the low income. We have all these other risk factors that you need to meet. We are a free in-home visiting program. We've kind of had to get creative with COVID. So we're doing virtual right now. When we go into your home, we focus on three main areas. We focus on child development. We focus on parent-child interaction, which is kind of teaching parents games to play with their kids to help them developmentally. And we also focus on the family as a whole. So like Gwen said, if a family is in crisis, they're not going to be so focused on their kids. So we help them with the resources that they need.
And get them the resources that, you know, make them to the point where, you know, this is one less thing you need to worry about. And so let's focus on this now, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. If anyone is interested, what will they need to do? What kind of do they need to give you guys a call? Is it, you need to come in with an appointment? What do they need to do?
So you can look on the health department's website, which it is seuhealth.com, and we are under the clinical services and the children's health portion. There is a referral form there that you can print and fill out. You can fax it to us, or you can call our individual offices. The Price office phone number is 435-637-3671. Emory County's is 435-381-2252, and Grand County is 435-259-5602.
Okay, so if you're interested in being a part of the Parents as Teacher program, go onto the website and you can print out the referral page, or even just give them a call and they can walk you through it. Gwen, Amy, did we cover everything?
I think so. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you for coming in. This is great information that I'm sure people in this area can use, and they'll take care of it, and you guys can take care of them. How's that sound?
Perfect.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.